You're listening to Digitally Enabled, the human stories behind branding. This is the place to gain greater insight into the human side of brand governance. Join Greg Silverman as he sits down with branding experts sharing real-life stories of how they face digital issues along their journey. Learn how others are dealing with maximizing the power of today's technology and get valuable advice straight from your peers. Here's your host, Greg Silverman.
Good morning, folks. Greg Silverman here at Digitally Enabled. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're fortunate enough to have Riyam El-Lakhani joining us. Introduce yourself for us, please.
Hi, Greg. Thank you for having me. Yes, as you mentioned, my name is Riyam El-Lakhani. I am currently the Chief Marketing and Communications Officer at BJC Healthcare.
Quite a history, both in other areas and just getting into healthcare. And everyone's tuning in here today to talk about how we all become digitally enabled, kind of a universal problem. And tell us about a digital problem you solved and what was the problem and how did you discover that it was there?
So you're absolutely right. There are a lot of digital problems that we have both in healthcare, but as well as in other sectors. My background has been predominantly in financial services and marketing within financial services. We have a lot of areas that we needed to digitize, as is the case now in healthcare. And one of the areas that I thought would be an interesting one to share with you and with those listening to the podcast is the area of process and process transactions in particular with consumers. And that's one area where, as you know, and it's very cumbersome, it could take a lot of time. It is somewhat digitized. I mean, you can pay a bill online for the most part, but usually the experience is not a great one. And so one of my prior roles, I sat down with our colleagues in operations and IT, and we talked about one of our experiences that our clients were going through. And it was a very cumbersome, tedious experience. Yes, it was online, but it could have been optimized when we applied a consumer lens to it and not just a transactional operational lens. So we brought in elements of customer experience in there, thinking about things like the UX, like searchability, findability, and really took what was a very operationally focused, cumbersome process and made it a much more interactive, friendly, easy to use. Still serves the same purpose. It's a transaction at the end of the day, and it's a very operational one. But the experience became so much better and easier, and it really had an impact on our interaction with our clients.
It's very unusual too, right, to have marketing come in, talk to IT, talk to operations, and kind of convince them that it's a branding issue and a marketing issue, and be able to have such influence over a redirection of that process. How did you discover it? How did you get involved in it? And how did you convince them? Because it's not always the easiest task.
It's definitely not easy. And how I just said this story sounds like, oh, it took one meeting or something. It wasn't. It was quite a long journey to do that. So I stumbled upon this opportunity for us. We were talking with a client in a client meeting. The client said, well, your process is so cumbersome, so much so that sometimes we just go to your competitor because it takes less time to go through that process. And I recall going back to the team and saying, we should never lose a transaction or a client because our process is cumbersome. Sometimes you lose on price, sometimes you lose on product features, but to lose because of a process, that to me was germane to customer experience. And we had to solve it through a customer experience lens. And so we had a series of meetings with colleagues in IT, colleagues in operations, colleagues in legal and compliance to also make sure they were comfortable with this. And we showed them data of that was, we recorded some sessions of how our clients were interacting with this process and how quickly they dropped off, how their mouse was moving all over the place because they didn't know where to go. That was very compelling and they couldn't deny it. We also showed them examples from our industry, but also from other industries, and made the point of people do not only compare to the industry, they're comparing with everyday experiences. And through a series of discussions, of sharing data, sharing visuals, and really getting them to understand that we're all moving towards the same goal. It's that marketing brings a slightly different and unique perspective, which is that of the consumer. And that, again, the brand, as you said, and what we stand for. And so through that, we were able to convince and partner and move the project forward.
That's fascinating because you always hear the story of I brought data to the problem, but you actually brought the journey, the recordings of what people did, what other people did. That must have been very eye-opening, right? Because I always make this joke because we're in the software business too. We get compared to the iPhone, right? If it doesn't work as easy as an app, people start getting dissonance. So how did that lead to like more creative ideas? What came about from people seeing it? It must have been revolutionary in their mind.
You're absolutely right. It was very eye-opening. We also supplemented that with some data, like our demographics. So the demographics of our clients, how that was going, trending younger. So we brought in exactly what you just said about, well, this is a generation that grew up with the iPhone as their go-to. The generation before that didn't. And so this generation has certain expectations of their experience. And so just having these conversations and bringing in real examples and showing the data that supports these examples, such as the demographics, really helped us with the discourse. And yes, we were very creative. We were able to create experiences that we won awards for, but also that we had a lot of testimonials from our clients about how it made life easier for them and how they're now demanding the same of our competitors. And the numbers also demonstrated it. The usage numbers went up. We were also measuring analytics such as how long it took a user to complete the task that he or she was on the website to do. And those numbers improved dramatically as well. And we started also bringing in elements of creativity such as gamifying some of our processes. Because again, we're catering to a different demographic that appreciates these types of creative vehicles. And again, the results bore it out. It just, we were definitely on the right track. Transaction speed went up, our usage went up, and customer sat went up. So it was a great and inspiring challenge in what could have been a really boring process, but nonetheless, it was a very important touch point with our clients.
Yeah, it's amazing what people will do for a coin, right? Or an award badge.
A badge, yes. It is amazing how people will brag about how many badges they got. And you can't really monetize the badge. You're not going to get an award, but it's a matter of pride. And it's a generation that grew up with that mentality.
Yeah, that's great. So great story on the front end. And clearly the back end, you had lots of results. Maybe if we could just spend a little time talking about how long did it take to come up with a solution? How did y'all test it? How did you, oftentimes people get in the middle of that and go, man, this is taking forever and getting it right is really hard. So how did you navigate that process or that part of the process?
One thing we decided from the beginning was we were going to do this incrementally. So we weren't going to try to take it on the whole process. We said, let's go to market with a term everybody's familiar with, an MVP, and see how that works. Then let's start adding to it and adding to it and then going back and correcting and testing. So it was a very iterative process. It wasn't a take it all. I think the motto we had was think big, start small, scale fast. And that's what we were doing. We were thinking big, but we did not start big. We started small and that really helped us. And it's still evolving. And as you know, any digital tool, any digital experience has to continue to evolve. You can't just set it and forget it. You're going to try things and you're going to get them wrong. So you have to go back and fix those. And there's always something new coming up. There are always new demands. For example, we had some clients say, well, if you could move this process into a series of APIs, we might be able to take these APIs and integrate them into our system so people don't have to go to your system to use it. And so, yes, we did that. So there's always something new that we think of, our clients think of, that enhance the experience. And so it's definitely not a set it and forget it.
It's great to hear how you connected to the ecosystem. And I try not to call it getting it wrong. I just talk about it another way of learning how to get it right, because there's just so much that happens. That's a great journey. I have my one surprise question for you now. If you could say one word about What do you think about digitally enabling brands and why? That'll be our summary question for today. What's the one word you think of when you think of digitally enabling?
Simplicity.
And why do you think that?
I think that simple experiences, the lack of obscure, unnecessary steps, I think our life is so cluttered as it is that if the experience we can have with a brand is a simple one, gets you to where you need to be, but it's simple, I think that is an experience that would stand out.
Well, that was great, Riam. Thanks for coming to the show. A real pleasure. Thanks for everyone for tuning in. Once again, Greg Silverman on Digitally Enabled, signing off.
That's all for today's episode. We hope these insights from top brand managers help you as you face your own digital roadblocks. Remember that you're not alone in the challenges you face. If you would like to further connect with fellow elite brand managers, join the Beam community by sending an email to gsilverman@monogle.com. Thank you for joining us. See you on the next one.